我哋今日读经嘅经文嚟自诗篇第127篇第一到第五节，我哋会用广东话一齐读出，然后用英文一齐读出。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Psalm, chapter 127, verses 1 through 5. We will first read this verse in unison in Chinese and then in English.
系诗篇一百二十七篇第一节，我一齐读。若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然努力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的就枉然警醒。你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。少年时所生的儿女，好像重士手中的箭，箭袋充满的人，便为有福。他们城门口和仇敌说话的时候，不必至于羞愧。
Psalm chapter 127, verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat.For he grants sleep to those he loves. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court.
咁啊，鄭振元弟兄為我哋傳講神嘅信息，佢講到係嘅題目係若不是耶和華建造房屋。
Today our brother Jin Chung will bring his message, God's message, titled "Unless the Lord Builds the House."
大家
早晨。
Good to see you all. Could we all rise and greet one another by saying "God bless you" and "Good to see you today"?
咁我大家起身同周邊人去打下招呼，啊，都同佢哋啊，神係祝福你。May God bless.
And it is certainly good to see all of you. Would you join me in prayer?
我好高興見到你，我一齊低頭祈禱。
Lord, we are sinful before your eyes.
主啊，我哋喺你嘅面前系有罪嘅。
But you did not leave us into the pit of sinful nature.
但你唔系将我哋留低喺我哋罪性里边。
You have sent a rescuer to rescue us from that pit.
你去派出一个拯救者去拯救我哋。
And I pray that if some of us in this room are still in that pit,
我哋知道在座之中有人都未认识你。
Would you shine the light on them?
让你嘅真光普照。
And if those of us who have been shown the light of Jesus today,
系对嗰啲已经系见过呢个真光、接受你个真光嘅人
，allow us to rejoice in what you are doing。
让我哋喺嘅你嘅里边系真系真心嘅欢喜快乐。
And allow us to shout for joy for the promises that you are keeping。
为到因为你所俾嘅承诺，我哋去高兴。
And allow us to dwell in the house of the Lord.
让我们住在耶和华的殿宇。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Today's passage is a very famous one. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders build in vain.
我们今天的经文这个章节是一个很出名的章节，就是说不是耶和华建造房屋。
And today's five verses are divided into two sections, verse 1 to 2.And then 3 to 5.
咁今日呢段嘅詩篇可以分成兩部分，第一、第二節同埋三、四、五個三節。
Due to a limited time and space, we are primarily going to focus on verses 1 to 2 today.
我今日會係主要講第一同埋第二節。
The election was on Tuesday.
星期二我有一個大選。
I'm not going to ask who you voted for.
我唔會問你選邊個。
However, there was a man who was extremely happy for the result of the election.
就有一個人呢, 為到呢個結果很高興嘅。
His name is Elon Musk.
那個人呢, 就是這個, Tesla的, 創辦人。
One of the news have reported that he has made over a $200 million for this election, result of this election.
有人說呢, 就是這個大選的結果呢, 他已經賺了2億了。
Some of you may be happy and some of you may not.
可能你會高興或者不高興。
But I remember his success story is something that younger folks would look up to, isn't it?
很多年輕人呢, 看過他成功的故事呢, 可能會很欣賞他。
I mean, even in the eyes of Christians like you and I, when we look at how hard he works, we can tell what he has accomplished is not just, it did not happen overnight, but it happened with continuous sacrifice, continuous hard work.
我們看到他呢, 就是看到他成功的故事, 又說呢, 他是真的很努力, 啊, 去,
啊, He worked, and he worked.
他不停地去工作,
He worked almost 70 to 80 hours a week.
他差不多一個星期呢, 70到80個小時的工,
and we can find some of the YouTube videos of other tech giants would testify that working hard is crucial to their success.
你可以問下任何一啲呢個嘅科技公司嗰啲嘅主管都話咧， 勤力
I remember one of the Google, the founders of the Google, has shared his method of success.
咁呢個 Google 嘅創辦人咧，佢亦都講過成功嘅原因。
And he said in the interview that when he looked at younger generation of current age, when they want to maintain work life and pleasure, he said that wasn't for him.
咁當有啲人問佢嚇，你點樣去分配你嘅？ 工作和你休息這個享樂的時間啊, 他說我根本是不會這個有什麼休息享樂的時間。
So if he maintained the balance of work life and pleasure, he would not have been where he is, or the Google has not been where it would be now.
如果我用很多時間去享樂休息玩的時候呢, 我不會那麼成功, 我公司也都不會那麼成功。
We all know everyone is brilliant, we're not the smartest person in the room.
不是每一個人可能都係會咁聰明、咁努力、咁能幹。
And we know that by born with wisdom and knowledge is not enough for us to get to where they are, such as where Musk is.
咁可能我靠我哋自身天賦所俾我哋嘅智慧，我哋聰明咧，未必能夠去做到好似 Elon Musk 咁成功。
On the other hand, even the sports player would say the same thing. Maybe Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, or even Otani, who just been the key player for their World Series victory.
咁就算我啲好成功嘅呢個嘅體育嘅明星，好似 Kobe Bryant佢一樣。
We were all given a gift from God, and we were to utilize it, to work it hard, to really put our effort into it.
神俾我哋每個人都有呢個天賦嘅智慧，我哋要去努力。
Otherwise, we will be wasting our gifts.
如果我們不去努力的時候，就將呢個神俾我哋嘅禮物，呢個恩賜，我哋去嘥咗佢。
Otherwise, we would be just normal. We wouldn't be great.
我哋只係好似正常一樣，就唔會成為呢個偉大嘅一個人。
We wouldn't be close anything closer to LeBron James or even Kobe Bryant if you do not have that work ethic.
如果你冇呢個咁嘅呢個工作上邊呢個嘅道德嘅操守，好似佢咁咧，可能唔會好似 LeBron James 或者 Kobe Bryant 去好似佢哋咁成功。
But what does the Bible say?
但係聖經佢點講咧？
Well, today's passage starts off by saying, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who built it labor in vain."
咁但係第一節佢話：若不是耶和華建造房屋，建造的人就枉然努力。
In other words, if you study hard, if you wake up early, if you toil by the night, they would be meaningless, they would be useless unless the Lord is at the center of it.
即係話，就算你幾早起身去讀書、幾勤力都好，如果冇咗神喺度嘅時候，你一切嘅努力都係成為枉然。
And let's say somehow by the grace of God you have built the city safe and sound in a prosperous way.
咁可能你去建立一个城市吓，好成功。
But to defend it, to maintain the gifts from God,
要去维持翻神所俾你嘅恩赐嘅时候
，we would take precautions as the watchman would watch over the city.
我哋会请一个人，一个嘅看守嘅人去睇住一个城市。
But in the latter half of verse 1, it also says that if unless it is the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
但是第二节他说，若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人又枉然警醒。
In other words, the psalmist in just simple verse 1 is reminding us this.
在第一节里面，诗人想提醒我们，
What we build,
我们所建筑的，
What we work hard for,
我们所勤力努力工作的，
what we try to maintain and keep and defend,
我们想去看守，我们想去守住的每一样东西，
would be meaningless if God is not at the center of it.
如果没有神在中间的时候，一切都是枉然。
This is a simple truth that we want to cling on today from today's sermon.
我们就今天这个讲道，想提醒你一个的中心思想。
My friends in Christ, have you been building your own version of house apart from God being center of it?
咁今日一个问题问你就话，你今日你所你建造你自己一切你嘅房屋所有嘅嘢系究竟系基于啲咩嘢咧？
Have you been studying so hard?Or have you been working so hard on that specific project in your life? And yet, when you look back, do you find God in anywhere of it?
咁如果你係好勤力做緊一個 project 嘅時候，當你睇翻轉頭，究竟喺個過程裏邊有冇神喺當中咧？
In other words, if you look back.Of your life, the house that you're building,
或者今日你睇翻你自己一生你所建立你有嘅一切
，Is God building it or were you building it？
系你自己去建造你嘅一切，你嘅房屋，抑或系神喺度建造紧一切咧
？Brothers and sisters, my words are limited, to share that truth with you today.
可能我所讲的今日是有限。
Unless the Lord builds a house, it is in vain we have built it.
如果唔系耶和华建造房屋，建造嘅人又枉然。
Unless the Lord watches over you, watches over your family, watches over our church, our nation, it is in vain we toil, wake up early and sleep at night late.
如果咪耶和华看守城池，如果咪耶和华去帮助我哋，去看守我哋每一个人、我哋嘅国家、我哋民族嘅时候，一切嘅你所就算挨夜挨到几夜，都系枉然。
One of the things that I hate the most is to do something for nothing。
我觉得我最唔中意就话好似做咗一切嘅嘢，但系咧系枉然努力嘅。
I've put so much work into this, and yet it doesn't bear fruit.
我做了这么多的事但都不能够结出一个果子。
At least it seems like it's not bearing fruit.
或者好像在外表看来好像没有真的结到果子。
And then I get discouraged.
那我就觉得很失望。
Even in the world, the world leaders of each different corporations, they would say that you have to work hard after hard after hard, even if you don't see that result immediately.
就算世界上面好多大公司嘅领袖都会同你讲，你要好努力去做，就算你唔系立时见到呢个结果。
To see and to bear a good fruit, the desire of it is not just the Christian thing. I think it's the thing that God has implemented in the image bearer of His.
喺神嘅嘅形象之下，神所造嘅人都好多时候都会有咁嘅睇法。
But what is distinct from the worldly leaders and us?Is that we also want to see their success.
咁世界嘅领袖同我哋基督徒唔同嘅时候，我都会想睇到有呢个成功。
Like parents want to have their children succeeded, our Christian family, our Christian church, our society would see other brothers and sisters and want them to succeed and want them to be built up.
基督徒的父母都是会想见到他们的儿女去成功。
And that's what the church leaders are supposed to be doing. They were called to equip other saints to build up one another.
所以基督徒的领袖去被呼召去彼此的建立。
And we want to have that heart of Christ, that when you see brothers and sisters next to you, right to your left, front and back, are you praying or are you hoping that the Lord is building their house so that they will be actually built up for a reason, not in vain?
是不是你今天坐见到你坐你身边的弟兄姊妹的时候，你会都为他去祈祷，见到他们都能够建立他们的一切，而另一方面亦都不希望见到他们的努力是徒然。
Are you praying that person may have a good night's sleep that God gives, as we read in verse 2?
第二節一樣就話，亦都冇有冇為到大家佢哋嘅努力佢哋一切佢哋去祈禱咧。
Or are you asking them to just do the list of things to do and then period?
咁係咪話做完曬一切啦，就係咁咧
？Unless the Lord builds a house, we would build it in vain, no matter how hard we work at it. And I hope that we would not do that. We would not feel the vanity that Ecclesiastes is talking about.
我希望你唔係好似喺呢個嘅傳道書所講，你一切喺日光之下所做嘅都係徒然。
I pray that God may build His house in you, the temple of the Holy Spirit, through His Word and His discipleship.
係透過神嘅話語、神嘅呢個嘅門徒訓練，去喺你嘅內心去建立。
And in fact, when we play the flute, we would love to see you dance with the melody as we praise God together.
就当我们为大家祈祷的时候，都想见到你是欢呼喜乐。
We want you to come out of that lukewarmness and be hot or cold for the gospel.
同样都说，希望你不是不冷不热，而是真是努力的去为神。
Because only in that labor, that the only in that building of the Lord that we would come and see and enjoy the fruit of God's Spirit.
唯有是这样的时候，你只能够享受到神这个圣灵所结的果子。
Now this song was sang by the pilgrims when they were approaching the city of Jerusalem.
这个的那些朝圣的人，当他来到耶路撒冷之前，他们会唱这首的诗歌。
And that's why it's called a song of ascent before verse 1 as a subscript.
所以在第一节，他说这首的诗歌叫做耶华所罗门上行的诗歌。
Maybe during the time of Passover feast, different feasts, Israelites from around the world, when they are approaching the city that God has built, they would sing this psalm, celebrating that it is the Lord who built it.
咁喺大概喺呢个逾越节或者其他时候，呢个嘅犹太人，当佢哋去到呢个神嘅城市，佢哋会唱呢一首嘅诗歌。
If we translate that into today's day and age, we would be singing this song as we approach the church on Sunday morning.
咁会唔会话今日当我哋嚟到教会之前，我都会唱呢首嘅诗歌？
We would be proclaiming that unless the Lord built this house, we would toil in vain.
你都会唔会话，如果唔系耶和华去建造嘅时候，我哋嘅努力系枉然咧？
And you might be asking a question. Okay, I understand that there is a building of the house, but what about from verse 3 to 4 and 5? What's up with children?
咁如果咁，你会问啦？咁三四五我几节讲到儿女，咁又点样样咧？
In short, I would share that God blesses intergenerational families.
咁我主要话神会去祝福下一代。
And there's the order of that blessing that we would receive as a parent, and that blessing would flow down to our family.
呢个父母会得到呢个祝福，然后将呢个嘅福气去 pass 落去俾下一代。
Because the word house here used in verse 1 can mean many things in the Hebrew Bible. If you look at the original word, a word by it.
咁呢個房屋呢個字喺希伯來嘅原文咧，可以有好多嘅意思。
The word bayit refers to, first of all, in Genesis 19, family dwellings, so family household.
咁如果喺呢個嘅創世記第十九章裏邊去講到咧，呢個房屋可以係一個家庭所在嘅地方。
And it can also mean the entire household, the family members of the household.According to Genesis 46.
咁喺創世記第四十六章，亦都房屋可以講係佢成家嘅人所有嘅家庭嘅成員。
And in a broader sense, it could also refer to the whole people of Israel, a nation chosen by God in Exodus 40.
咁喺呢個創世記出埃及記第四十章裏邊，房屋呢個字可以解係所有以色列嘅子民。
And not only that, this house can.The bayit word is used to describe the temple of God in Jerusalem, where the Spirit of the Lord came down upon when Solomon built the temple in 2 Kings 22.
咁喺《列王記下》嘅第二十二章裏邊，房屋呢個字可以係解到係呢個嘅整個嘅朝代，或者係神喺耶路撒冷所建嘅呢個嘅廟宇殿宇。
So in contextually speaking, and as we see why, the situation of the 127th Psalm, we can understand that the house here would mean the Jerusalem temple as it was sung by the worshippers in pilgrimage.
咁喺詩篇第127篇裏邊所指嘅房屋，就係講喺呢個耶路撒冷嘅聖殿。
So whether it is a family, individual, or the entire nation, or the temple of the Holy Spirit, unless it is the Lord who builds it, the meaning and the function of that building, of that house, would be pointless and meaningless.
咁除非係一無論係個人又好，家庭又好，或者聖殿或者民族都好，因為耶和華去建造嘅時候，努力都係枉然。
And how does Lord build this house?
咁神點樣樣去建造一個房屋咧
？There are many other things that the Lord has built in the Old Testament, aren't there?
喺舊約裏邊講到神建立咗好多嘅嘢。
He built a house in heaven, according to Amos 9.
喺亞摩斯書第九章裏邊，佢講到話神喺天上建立房屋。
And he built his sanctuary where.The representation of his presence with his people in Psalm 78.
咁喺詩篇第七十八篇裏邊，佢講到話神喺呢個耶路撒冷建立佢嘅至聖所。
And not only that, he builds Zion, the city Zion. He builds the city of Judah in Jerusalem, a community of believers.According to the many parts of the Psalms.
咁喺唔同嘅詩篇裏邊，佢講到去建立呢個嘅Zion， 去建立呢個耶路撒冷，建立唔同基督徒嘅群體。
So the idea of God building residence, building the community, building the gathering of His people is not novel to us.
所以我哋睇到就話，無論神建立嘅係房屋。或者一個群體一個社群嘅時候，都唔係一啲對我嚟講好新鮮嘅一樣嘢。
And also, since this is a wisdom psalm,
呢個係一個智慧嘅詩篇。
For us to the intention of the writer wasn't to nail down and close the meaning of bayit into a one specific idea.
佢嘅原意唔係想將呢房屋呢個字去俾一個好狹窄嘅解釋佢。
As it teaches us the instruction of right living and right faith，
就係想話俾我哋聽點樣樣係正確嘅去過呢個生活，點樣可以有一個正確嘅信仰。
And as it speaks for us even today，
喺今日之前佢所講嘅説話
，the author would put the open ending。Of for us to understand what this bayit or house would refer to.
佢想我哋對呢個房屋呢個字有一個好寬闊，有一個好宏觀嘅睇法。
Now those of you who have put your labor into the max extreme
当你将你嘅努力吓努力到好紧要嘅时候
，If you listen to a person who have mastered in one skill or profession to the maximum level a human can succeed，
咁如果一个人喺你自己嗰个行业系做到最高水准嘅时候
，You would find your labor is meaningless apart from this divine entity。
咁但你会发现你所嘅努力同呢个神咧，好似冇乜关系。
Even in this field of philosophy, Plato or Aristotle, or you name it, even in the field of scientific proof and studies, they would come to a point where they would have to acknowledge and admit that there must be a perfect designer, a divine being for things of the earth to make sense.
咁但係就算無論你去到點嘅境界嘅時候，你會睇到又話其實有一啲嘢係真係比你所做嘅係更加嘅完美。
This truth is similar to what today's psalm is talking about。
又好同今日我呢個嘅詩篇講得嚟好相似。
The word labor is amal here。
咁我哋見到呢個嘅有努力啊呢個字喺度。
And it refers to human endeavors, human hard work, an effort that takes up our time and energy.
努力呢个字话俾我听就话我哋花咗好多嘅时间去做一样嘅嘢。
But why does he say, even though we try our best, even though we give everything we got, unless Lord?Is at the center of it, it's meaningless.
咁點解佢話無論你幾努力都好，如果你冇咗神喺當中嘅時候，呢一切都係枉然呢
？It is because of the distorted corruption of the curse we have received in Adam and Eve.
咁就係啊，因為從亞當同夏娃裏邊，我哋有呢個嘅咒詛。
Even though I'm just giving you, the points here and there, and I might not be fully extensively connecting the dots. What I'm trying to say is that if you try your best, if you try whatever you have to the point where you're going to die, you will end up looking for a divine purpose.
即係話，無論你幾努力都好，無論你做嘅嘢好似係幾完美都好，但你會發現其實你離呢個完美啊，同神所設計嘅嘢。都係仲差一步。
Now I believe that speaks a volume for us today.
我相信有一樣嘢。
If you have not given your best, if you have not found an object of your entire effort, I'm sorry, you probably wouldn't understand this.
除非你係曾經好努力過，或者真係咁樣做過時候，你可能唔會真係明白所講嘅咩嘢。
I'm not saying that you are excluded from the wisdom that we are to learn from today's passage, but if you have not found that specific thing that you can hang your life on, I would say you should really look for something that you can put your life into it.
咁除非話你係真係去揾到啊你嘅努力呢個工作嘅重心，你嘅焦點嘅時候，可能咁你所做嘅嘢係唔係咁啱你嘅。
And one thing that I become very sad is when I look at younger generation of today.
我當我睇下今日呢一下一代嘅時候
，including myself，
就包括我自己。
That we don't have a dream.
我哋冇一個嘅夢想。
And if there is a dream, and that dream might not be a something of God's kingdom.
咁可能你自己所有嗰個夢想唔係嚇神係所去為你預備嘅。
When you talk to your children or when you talk to yourself,
當你同你自己講嘢、同你兒女講嘢嘅時候
，If they have a thing that they could put their life onto,
咁佢有冇一啲嘢係可以將佢嘅生命放喺入邊嘅咧
？I think that in itself is a blessing because
可能你覺得係一個嘅祝福。
Because now you have something that you can put 70 hours, 80 hours a week.
咁你係咪有一樣嘢你可以將你自己啊一個星期七十個鐘頭、80個鐘頭花時間落去做嘢咧
？And we all remember the term or phrase "be ambitious."
咁有好多人話你要去啊有呢個野心。
You know, when we go to a revival services or a youth retreat, oftentimes pastors would refer to a quote, a pastor who says, "Be ambitious, young people."
他說你要去努力。
How many of you have heard that before?
有沒有人聽過這句話呢?
We've all heard that before, right? But there is a part where the pastors or the things that we have handed down is missing a prepositional phrase in the Lord at the end.
但很多人忘記了最後一句說話就說在主的裏面。
Be ambitious in the Lord is actually the full quote.
其實整句說話就是在主的裏面你去有這個野心有這個努力。
And the people have found it very helpful, so they would just modify and use it as be ambitious, young people.
所以很多時候有些人就將最後幾個字去cut掉去。
And it is sad for us to see, first of all, that they don't have something to be ambitious about, but second of all, they're ambitious about something, and yet at the end of that road, they will experience vanity after vanity.
另一方面很多人今天連這個野心都沒有而另一方面就很多時候有些人有野心的時候但去到尾發現最後一切都是虛空。
And what will we do as the person who knows, who have spent many, many years in here on earth and experienced that that's actually true?
如果很多人在世上經歷了很多年的時候發現這件事最終是真的時候。
Those of you who have found out that our work, our hard labor, do not always guarantee a positive result, what would you do for the next generation?
如果你發現你所做你努力之後所做的事其實都沒有一個正面的結果的時候 那你怎麼跟下一代說呢?
What would we do?
你會做什麼呢?
When we see our younger ones, our future of the church, wasting their time, and at the end, they will face a despair because nothing was guaranteed from the get-go.
但如果你怎麼去告訴下一代聽就是說他所做一切的事最終都是虛空勞碌的時候
As we are the watchmen of our family, what would you do if they don't know this? And would you just let them experience that? At the end of the day, they will be sad and they will say, "Oh my goodness, I've wasted my life."
如果你是一個看守這個家庭的人的時候你見到這些人走這條路你會怎樣去告訴他們呢?
It's not just us, but it is God through the mouth of psalmist that when they see we are wasting our lives, we're not going to be silent and encourage them to go on and go on.
正如這個詩人所說,當你見到這些人在勞碌,是枉然的時候,你會不會默然,不會作聲呢?
It's the matter of death and life, isn't it?
這是不是一個好像跟生死有關的事呢?
This is one of the reasons why there are so many suicidal attempts in Korea and Japan, where there seems to be no future at all after you've given your entire teenage to be where you at.
那就是為什麼在這個韓國、在日本有這麼多人去選擇自殺因為他們看到他們將來一切的東西都是虛空。
Church, I really want us to be awakened on this topic.
很希望整個教會人都對這個題目今天很警醒。
We don't want us to waste our time, do we?
我們不想浪費了我們的時間。
But sometimes we are wasting our time so much and we're not saying a single thing about it.
我們很多時候浪費了很多時間,但都沒有人說一句話。
If you want to listen or read more about how our works are not guaranteed a positive result, please do read The Principle of Conduct by John Murray.
你可以看看John Murray,他有一本書,講到人性的道德在哪裡。
And this sort of dialogue is what Ecclesiastes is doing.
這就是這個傳道書所說的一件事。
Whether we can agree on that the author of the Ecclesiastes is the King David to his son King Solomon or not.
你同不同意這個大衛王對他兒子所羅門所說的說話都好。
Chapter 1 verse 2 says this, "Vanity of vanity, vanity of vanities, all is vanity."
他裡面這樣說,他說虛空的,虛空,虛空的,虛空。
If we end there,
如果你就這樣停了的話,
we are the most cruelest people of God.
那我們是最殘忍的一個人。
Your life is vanity.
你一輩人都是虛空。
Don't even try hard.
咁勤力有咩用呢？
Just live the way you like.
你鍾意點過咪點過囉。
Because everything is vanity.
因為去到尾一切都係虛空。
But that's not what we are listening or reading here, isn't it?
但呢個唔係呢句說話佢嘅意思。
There's a clear distinction between the Ecclesiastes and today's psalm.
咁呢個傳道書所講嘅同今日呢邊嘅今日呢一段嘅詩篇係有唔同。
If we read Ecclesiastes, we know that it is possible to experience uselessness or meaninglessness in our life of success.
佢講到就係話喺我哋嘅人生，就算我係成功裏邊，我都會經歷到呢個虛空嘅感覺。
Let me repeat: in your success, you can experience meaninglessness, pointlessness.
就算咧成功裏邊，你可能睇唔到有意思，你會經歷到呢個嘅虛空。
The person who has written the Ecclesiastes have experienced the most successful life one can imagine in a near ancient East life.
咁但係你睇到就係寫呢個人，佢係佢一生係有個好成功嘅事。
He was at the top of the social ladder.
佢喺呢個嘅社會嘅階層上面最高層嘅一個。佢係一個好成功嘅人。
And yet he felt meaningless. Everything is vanity. That's what Ecclesiastes is saying. Your success does not equate happiness.
你嘅成功唔代表你嘅快樂。呢個好成功嘅呢個嘅傳道書嘅作者但佢都經歷喺個成功之中，去經歷到呢個虛空。
But today's passage has a clear distinction from that.
咁但今日呢段經文同傳道書呢句説話好唔同。
Psalm 127 teaches us that we may not be successful at all.
佢可能你未必係好成功。
In what we try hard to do.
佢話除非好努力，你未必會好成功。
I'm sorry if this is a discouraging to you guys.
可能對你講係一件好失望嘅事。
But reading Psalm 122, our effort does not guarantee a positive outcome.
我哋嘅努力唔代表我哋真係會成功。
Unless apart from the Lord.
如果你係尤其是你離開咗神。
Ecclesiastes is teaching us that even though we might be like Elon Musk, who have put numerous hours of effort, numerous hours of sleepless night, have built our own city.Yet there could be pointlessness in your life.
縱然你可能好似 Elon Musk， 佢好努力一個星期做七八十個鐘頭嘅工作，但喺你最成功嗰刻，你都可能依然經歷到呢個虛空。
This can be applied to a life of a Christian.
呢個亦都可以引用喺一個基督徒嘅身上。
We are not excused from this.
我哋係唔可以有咩藉口
I mean, apparently, clearly, we are reading the Bible, and that's what it's teaching to us.
所以當聖經係咁樣講嘅時候，我哋冇藉口去推搪。
In short, we can set our goals, we can have our vision, and we can plan meticulously how to get there, and we can implement our discipline to execute and that plan into our lives.
我哋可能會定立咗我哋嘅目標我哋好小心去計劃，亦都每一步我哋都好努力去做。
We have a directions to go, we have a target to go, and we have the way to succeed it.
我哋可能諗盡曬方法，我知道走邊一個嘅方向。
And what is left is whether we are putting our entire life on it, and I mean really hard, giving up everything that we have, sacrificing all social.activities and putting your head into the desk, doing what God has given you, yet we could experience that we could never have anticipated.
咁但可能就算你几努力都好，你摆晒你所有嘅时间精力，但可能去到尾你得唔到你要得到嘅。
It is to go against what we have willed.
同我哋所想嘅系相反。
Such as the story of Ecclesiastes says, a kingdom is built, but you never know who's going to take over the kingdom after you die, whether it would be a wise son or whether it would be an unwise son.
咁就算你建立咗一个王国，但你唔知道你死咗之后边个会继承你嘅王国，你嘅王国将来会点样样去结束
？Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ,
弟兄姊妹
，without God being at the center of our effort.
如果冇咗神喺你嘅努力嘅中心嘅时候
，without upholding the beauty of Christ in your endeavors，
咁你究竟你喺你嘅努力之中嘅时候，有冇神嘅美善喺入边呢
？Our labors are to be failure。
我哋嘅努力去到尾都会失败。
He would not boast us without Him in Christ。
如果冇咗耶稣基督嘅时候，佢唔会去过。
He will humble us down for sure.
人哋亦都会去啊羞辱我哋。
Because he would not let that sin grow and grow and grow and bear fruit of flesh.
因为呢一切人手所做啊，佢最后唔会去令到佢成
功。And that is why, if God loves you, he will discipline you.
神去啊爱你嘅时候，神会俾呢个嘅啊纪律。
That's what the first Peter is talking about. When things are coming at you as a trial and suffering and discipline, do not take it as something of foreign, but appreciate it and give thanks to God, for it is God loving you.
当你有困难去面对的时候，啊，不要去将这些事去小看了它。
A wise Christian can take God's discipline with thanksgiving.
每一个基督徒会将神所俾佢哋嘅試煉啊，好小心嘅去應付。
A foolish Christian would rebel against God and point finger at him, said, "How dare you, God? I've given so much, and this is what you're going to give me back."
一個愚蠢嘅基督徒對於佢面對嘅苦難，佢只會去怪責神，佢反而問翻神：點解你將呢一啲嘅嘢啊唔好嘅嘢俾過我
？Then he will humble you down.
咁而神會相反，會令到
be、like、King
令到你喺佢面前去
謙卑，去、like、
令到你喺佢面前去謙卑。
Tim Keller, though he's with the Lord, has now published a daily devotional book on his website.
Tim Keller 牧師佢喺佢嘅 website 裏邊有一個嘅啊每日呢個靈修嘅一啲嘅短文。
And I want to share this quote with you today because it's so timely and fitting.
咁係一個好簡單，但係同今日好有關係。
He says, "This sin is not simply doing bad things."
罪唔係淨話你去做唔好嘅事。
It is putting good things in the place of God.
佢話係將一啲好嘅事。但呢啲好嘅事係取代咗神嘅位置。
Sin is not simply doing what God told us not to do, but actually putting good things where God's supposed to be in our life.
所以罪唔係淨話我哋做唔好嘅事，又話好多時候將啲好嘅嘢，用呢啲好嘅嘢去取代咗神嘅位置。
And he said, if you don't live for Christ, you will live for something else.
如果你今日唔係為主而活嘅時候，你係為其他嘢而去活。
If you don't live for Christ, you will be living for something else that will fail you in the future.
而你如果唔係為神去而活嘅時候，你今日所靠嗰樣嘢活落去嘅時候，將來你會失敗。
For example, if you live for your career,
为了你的职业，你好像去生存的时候
，and somehow, you know, batter the turns and events, you don't do well in it.
咁但系如果有啲咩事发生啊，你嘅事业有问题嘅时候
，then it may punish you all of your life.
咁可能会令到你啊下半生都会觉得系被惩罚
，and you will feel like a failure.
你会觉得只系一个失败者。
Another example would be if you live for your children.
如果你为到你儿女而活嘅时候。
And they don't turn out all right the way that you have prayed.
但如果你的儿女不是你想要这样样的时候
you could be absolutely in torment because you feel worthless as a person.
那可能你会觉得这一世都在这里受苦
But if Jesus is at the center of your life,
但如果耶稣基督是你生命的中心的时候
and for whatever reason, you, let's say you fail Jesus, okay, you fail him.
但無論咩原因都好，好似啊，你喺耶穌面前你失敗咗
，then he will forgive you，
神會去寬恕你。
Your career cannot die for you，
你嘅職業唔會為到你嘅罪而去死。
Your children cannot die for your sins，
你嘅兒女亦都唔可以代替你嘅罪去死。
You may say, I see that Christianity might be just a thing for people who have.Had collapses in their lives.
你話啊，可能基督教係俾嗰啲軟弱失敗嘅人。
And but what if I don't fail in my career or in my family? And what if I have a great family?
咁啊，或者話啊，我嘅職業好好，我嘅家庭好好啊。
As Augustine, Saint Augustine has said.
正如呢個奧古斯丁佢所講。
If there is God who created you.
喂，如果係有一個神去創造你嘅時候。
Then the deepest chambers of your soul simply cannot be left filled up by anything else.
咁如果真系有个神去创造你嘅时候，即系话你嘅内里边冇一样嘢可以填满你内心嘅空虚。
If Jesus is the Christ, Lord of your life,
咁但系如果耶稣基督系你内心嘅时候
，then by definition, nothing can satisfy you like He can.
咁冇一樣嘢好似佢咁樣樣可以去完全嘅充滿你。
Whether you take it to your heart or not, let me repeat that again.
讓我去再講多一次。
If Jesus is your Creator and if Jesus is your Lord, who have rescued you from your sin,
如果耶穌基督係創造你嗰一個嘅時候
，then by definition, nothing can satisfy you like He can, even if you are successful.
就算你成功都好，但冇一樣嘢可以係完完全全嘅充滿你。
Even the most successful careers and families cannot give the significant security and affirmation that the author of glory and love can.
無論你嘅職業、你嘅家庭，冇一樣嘢可以完全嘅去充滿你。
Everyone has to live for something.
每個人都要為一樣嘢而去活。
Whatever that something is,
無論嗰樣嘢係咩都好，
it becomes Lord of your life.
又成為咗你生命嘅主。
Whether you think of it.That way or not.
無論你係咪咁樣諗都好。
And Jesus is the only Lord who.
耶穌基督係你唯一嗰個一個嘅主。
Who will fulfill you completely if you receive Him?
如果你去接受佢嘅時候，唯有神至可以完全嘅充滿你。
And Jesus is the only thing in the entire universe. Even if you fail Him, He will forgive you.
無論就算你失敗都好，耶穌基督都可以去。
And this forgiveness goes beyond time, your past, present, and future for eternity.
無論係過去、現在、將來，喺永恆裏邊，神會與你同在。
For that reason, it is ought to say, we ought to say, unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
所以我哋話，若不是耶和華看守城池，看守的人又枉然警醒。
People of this day and age, and even before in the history, they watch over something that is valuable. They protect from other offenders.
人會去看守佢嘅財物，看守佢所重視嘅嘢。
And in the simplest form that we can say that, how did we watch over our city? We voted, right?
我哋點樣去看顧我哋嘅城市呢？我就靠呢個投票。
But at the same time, when you look at the Garden of Eden,
但係睇翻呢個伊甸園嘅時候
，Adam was not able to guard, protect the city.
亞當佢唔能夠去保守嗰一個嘅城市。
But because of that,
但係因為咁嘅緣故
，God Himself now protects His people.
都係神佢自己去保守人。
Psalm 97, Psalm 116, Psalm 121, a lot of places that we can read that God is protecting the people of God now.
所以無論係詩篇97篇、116篇、121篇，都講到係神佢自己去保守佢嘅子民。
But when you look at the history of Old Testament,
當你睇翻舊約嘅時候
，people of God begin to put their trust and security into something else other than God Himself.
咁但係睇到啲人將佢哋嘅信放喺其他嘢之上。
When Babylonians were attacking and coming to take over, they turned to Egypt.
咁當呢個巴比倫人侵略呢個猶大嘅時候，佢哋將佢信放喺呢個嘅埃及人嘅上邊。
When Assyrians came to come over, when the Babylonians were about to come and attack, they put their trust onto what seems powerful in their eyes.
咁當巴比倫人去侵略佢哋嘅時候，當時嘅猶太人將佢哋嘅信、佢哋嘅依靠放喺佢哋眼睇為重要、強大嘅嘢。
When you make a decision for your life,
當你為你自己去作呢個決定嘅時候
，When you make a decision to spend your time,
或者去用你嘅時間嘅時候
，When you make a decision to which major should I take in my college,
或者喺你讀大學你要讀咩嘅科目嘅時候。
Don't let that be your redeemer.
唔好將嗰樣嘢成為你嘅救贖嘅。
Don't put your trust into that specific field of profession.
唔好話佢就係要揀某一個科目。
I'm not saying don't pursue.
唔係話叫你唔去讀嗰樣嘢。
I'm not saying don't be ambitious.
唔係叫你唔好去冇呢個野心。
But I want you to really remember today's passage.
去記得今日個經文。
Unless the Lord builds your life,
除非耶和華建造房屋,
your labor is in vain.
你嘅勞力係枉然。
Unless God watches over you,
除 除非神是看守你。
What he has given you would be waste, and you will awake in vain, and you will toil in vain.
你所做的，你所看守的，你的努力都是徒然。
But I want to take one further step and encourage you today.
我想今天再去走远一
点。In Ezekiel, we find people of Israel turning to Tyre, people of Israel turning to Egypt.
我们看到在这个以西结书里面讲到以色列人去依赖这个的埃及人。
When you begin to put trust something other than God, you are now beginning to invite things that are not right in the eyes of God.
咁当你将你嘅信放喺神以外嘅嘢嘅时候，神会惩罚你。
When you put trust in Egypt other than God, you are bringing in the Egyptian culture and knowledge and their teachings into your life. And in Ezekiel, God says that is idolatry.
咁喺呢个当犹太人去将佢哋嘅信放喺呢个埃及人嘅上面嘅时候，佢亦都将埃及人嘅文化啊，佢哋偶像带入佢哋嘅内心里边。
Ezekiel 44 verse 6 says, "It is abominations. Enough of it."
咁喺呢个嘅啊第以西结书第44章第六到第八节里边，神去啊话佢玷污咗佢。
In the latter half of verse 7 in chapter 44 of Ezekiel, he says, "You have broken my covenant."
他说你背了我的约。
In addition to all of your abominations.
他说在你们一切可憎的事上加上这一层。
And listen carefully in verse 8, "You have not kept charge of my holy things."
你们也没有看守我的圣物。
And you have set others to keep my charge for you in my sanctuary.
却派别人在圣地替你们看守我吩咐你们的。
No foreigners, uncircumcised people were able to enter that sanctuary.
佢话冇一个未受割礼嘅人可以进入呢个至圣所。
And God says, "Enough of it. Stop putting trust other than me."
佢话你要去停止，佢话够了吧。
He's almost begging, "Please, my people, turn to me."
佢差唔多好似系求佢哋话够了吧。
And in Ezekiel 33, it says something scary. It says, "If you trust in the sword, then you will fall by the sword."
在第以西结书33章27节，他说你们要在这个刀下边要去死。
If, for example, if you trust your career, you will fall by your career.
如果你将你的人生放在你的职业的上面的时候，有一天你的职业会令到你去失败。
If you trust fame, prestige, and everything that you can, this world can offer, then by those you will fail before me.
如果你去靠这个世界所给你的名声的时候，有一天你会被这一切的东西去摧毁。
That is idolatry, people.
这个是在对神来讲，其实是等于拜偶像一样。
And at the end, God will judge.
去到尾，神会去审判你。
He will send Babylonians to take you away from your house that you built, away from the city of Jerusalem for exile for 70 years.
神会去派呢个嘅巴比伦人将你所建立嘅房屋里边去攞走，去拎走咗你70年。
And God says, when that happens, people will finally know that I am the Lord their God.
到时的时候，他们会知道主是他们的主。
People will finally know at the end, when I punish their idolatry, all the abominations, everything that they have done wrong before the eyes of God, finally they will know that I am their God, their Lord.
而去到尾，他知道哪一个字是他们的主，他们的神。
For us in today, what does that look like to put trust other than God?
咁對於我今日嚟講，有啲咩嘢係話你將你嘅信係放喺其他嘅事上邊咧
？I'm referring back to the principle of conduct, the book called Principle of Conduct by John Murray. But another one that we can say is when God says keep your Sabbath holy, you have to keep it holy.
咁當神話你要將呢個安息日你要守為聖潔嘅時候
，The easiest way to discipline ourselves that we are putting trust in God is that on Sunday.Keep it holy, for God is our holy God.
咁如果我哋话我哋嘅神系一圣洁嘅神嘅时候，今日我哋安息日，我哋有冇将佢守为圣洁咧
？As much as you can, use that Sunday for public and private worship.
无论你在这个星期里面是在私人或者是在公众去敬拜的时候。
But there is exceptions, so if you want to know the exceptions, please come and talk to me.
如果你想知道有什么例外的时候，
When we begin to trust other than God himself, when we begin to trust in the created things, we are letting that created things, ideologies, teachings and cultures and the way, the customs to make what is holy in us unholy.
如果你去靠这些你自己的偶像，这些东西去取代了神的时候，有一天你就会被这些东西去控制了你。
We're beginning to defiling this holy temple that the blood of Christ has purchased.
你会将这些东西去污秽了，玷辱了神。
And we are living a rebellious life.
即是你过着一个反叛神的生活。
We're living a rebellious life.
咁好多时候我哋系喺一个反叛神嘅生活嘅里边。
Let us put trust in God, and let us remember that the Lord is the builder of my house.
让我哋记得就话神只系建立我哋嘅家嘅一个嘅主。
But you know what's interesting? Whether you're judged, punished, or whether you're redeemed, people will finally know that God is our God and He is our Lord.
无论你今日系认识神或者未认识神都好，其实世人有一日都会知道边一个只系神。
Because God had concern for His holy name.
神会为到佢嘅名，佢会去保守自己。
Because His holy name must not be profaned.
因为神嘅名唔可以被呢个羞辱。
Ezekiel 36 says, I will put my spirit in my people.
他说我要将我的灵放在我的子民的里面。
But you know what is really painful in my eyes?
我觉得在我面前最难看到的东西是
people beginning to point fingers at people of God.
人去将这个矛头指向属于神的人。
Ezekiel 36 verse 20 says this,These are the people of the Lord, and yet they had to go out of His land.
他们对了所去的列国，就使我的性命被亵渎。
I thought you are Christian.
我谂以为你系基督徒。
But look at you.
但睇下你自己。
Look at your fruits.
睇下你所结嘅果子。
Whatever you have endeavored, whatever hard work you have put, it has gone astray.
佢话你所做嘅一切嘅嘢，今日都系冇咗意思。
The world will judge.You. They will begin to judge you if we are disobedient to God.
当我哋唔听神嘅说话嘅时候，人会谈论我哋会去审判我哋。
And that judgment is the profanity to the name of the holy God.
而呢啲嘅人嘅审判就喺神嘅面前系亵辱佢嘅名。
But so what?
咁啊点咧
？So what at the end?
咁去到尾，咁啊点样样咧？
And this is the last point I want to share with you today, that God is a redeeming God.
神是一个救赎的神。
Whether by taking you through the valley of shadow of death,
无论带你走过这个死荫的幽谷,
whether he is taking you through the green pastures, your success or failure,
无论是这个青草地, 在你的成功, 在你的失败,
If you are His people, He will restore you wherever you are.
无论只要你是神的子民，他有一日都会恢复翻你。
Ezekiel 36:22 says this.
在22节的以西结书36章咁讲。
It is not for your sake.
他话我唔系为咗你哋。
O house of Israel.
佢以色列家。
That I am about to act.
佢话我会咁样做。
But for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations.
乃是为我的圣名，就是你们道的列国中所亵渎的。
For his name's sake,
为了神的名,
he will act and redeem.
神会去有这个行动，亦都会拯救。
And that act of God is Jesus.
这个就是耶稣基督。
He is the way that God is going to vindicate his name.In our failure, in our life that being judged by others.
他是在我们的失败，在我们被审判的时候，耶稣基督去救赎我们。
And because of Jesus in Acts 2, we now have Holy Spirit coming down upon the house of the Lord.
在这个使徒行传的第二章，他说神的灵今天在我们的房屋里面。
And we are now the house of the Lord, that he builds us up by the Holy Spirit, by the power of the resurrection, by the blood of Jesus Christ.
是被这个圣灵去耶稣基督去拯救，
For this reason,
去充满我们。
In Matthew 16:18, he says to Peter, On this rock I will build my church.
他说在这个磐石的上面我会建立我的教会。
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
他说这个地狱的门不可以胜过这一切。
God has acted his salvation in Jesus.
在耶稣基督的里面神有这个拯救。
He has built you upon the rock.
他在这个磐石上面去建立你。
And the gates of hell will not prevail your advancement.
这个地狱的门不会去胜过这一切。
We are now the temple of the Holy Spirit.
今天你和我是神的殿。
Amen.
Amen.
And when Holy Spirit sat upon us, that's the seal that we are His people.
当这个圣灵今天来到我们身上的时候，就是神所给我们的这个的见证。
This Holy Spirit is the guarantee that we sought so many times in our effort and hard work.
咁呢一切就俾我睇到，就话我哋喺我哋所有嘅努力嘅里边。
And this is the baptism of the Holy Spirit that we are no longer old self, but we are now new creation in God's acting.
又话呢个系一个嘅洗礼，就话神呢系将呢个嘅印记放喺我嘅身上。
And we are not going to be silent.
我们不会去沉默。
When the people of this world judged us for punishment we received,
这个世界去审判我们，去惩罚我们的时候，
Now we will proclaim the mighty works of God with these sanctified mouth of His resurrection and His redemption in us.
我们可以在神的面前，我们在这个世界去宣称神的福音。
And that from this church the world will know God is our God and we are His people.
从这个教会里面去让世界去看到神是我们的神。
Ezekiel 34 talks about what this house that built by God does.
在这个的以西结书第34章里面去讲到说这个神所建立的房屋会做些什么呢？
We will be fed by God.
我会被神去，
we will have the new spirit from him.
我们会有新的灵，
and we will have one shepherd.
我们会有一个的牧者，
that shepherd is Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督。
In chapter 36 says, Then when we realize that Jesus is our shepherd, when we realize that we are no longer old self, when we realize that our efforts and hard work now has a positive result,Then the nations that are left all around, you shall know that I am the Lord.
就会让这个世界见到神是他们的主。
And I have built the ruined places and replanted that which was desolate. I am the Lord, I have spoken, and I will do it.
他说在一个毁坏之处神会修造，在荒废之地神会培植。
Brothers and sisters,The cornerstone that we just sang this morning
神说这个的房角石
is the builder of the house of the Lord.
就是这个建立这个房屋的那一块的石头。
Because he has taken upon the cross of all the judgment that we ought to receive for our disobedience by the world.
是将这个世界所有的不信这个的反叛去拿走去。
Because God is now acting to build upon the rock for His holy name's sake.
神会用这块石去建立这一切。
Because the Lord is building the house, this church.
神会用这个建立这个教会。
Because now from Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, because He is now building your future and your life, people.
因为他今天去建立了你的生命。
Our endeavors and hard works and our labors will not be in vain.
好似我哋今日我哋嘅
，It will bear the fruit of the Spirit。
我哋嘅努力唔会成为枉然。
It takes some time because it's the Spirit of the fruit。
係因為呢個聖靈嘅果子需要時間去結果子。
For the kingdom of God, we will rise up early and we will go late to rest.
我哋無論係要係守夜或者係早起嘅時候
，But He will give us the sleep.
會俾我哋有呢個休息。
Because we are His beloved.
因為我哋係佢所親愛嘅。
And ultimately, He will give us the rest of eternity.
亦都喺呢個永恆裏邊俾我哋有呢個休息。
Allow us to build in Christ.
是在基督里面去被建立出来。
And please do not work in vain.
所以我们所做的事不是枉然。
Let us pray.
我们低头祈祷。
Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, we ask for your grace and mercy upon us, that you would allow us to know that from the beginning to the end, you are at the center stage.Of this house, O God. You have created, you have redeemed it, and you have called us out of our sin, and you have called us into life. And as we obey your calling, O Lord, allow us to not labor in vain, but bear much fruit for you and for the edification of the church and building up the kingdom of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we all pray. Amen.